airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as you join us here on the air. You can also join us on Skype over at username lrn.fm on Skype. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-453 is toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI. Skype is lrn.fm. You can take control. That is the point of this program. And, of course, we always come to the table with stuff to talk about. And maybe tonight, Daryl, you and I can talk about our experience at the End the Fed rally today, which was the first End the Fed rally that I've ever attended in Manchester.
So. Yeah, and it was actually the weakest End the Fed rally that I've ever been to, and one of the weakest rallies, period, that I've ever been to.
Yeah, I don't know why more people didn't come out to it. I mean, it's not like there aren't enough activists around to handle that. Maybe it was poor promotion, or people are working, or something like that, but...
Or people just don't care about the Federal Reserve now that they have the option of Bitcoins.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe people have moved on. Well, since we're into it right now, let's do it. You and I went out to St. Anselm's College. I don't really know how Anselm? You pronounce this. People say Anselm, but it's not spelled that way. Mm. It's spelled A-N-S-E-L-M.
Anselm.
St. Anselm's College.
Just call it St. A's.
Yeah, well, anyway, we went to this college, and Daryl and I came out from Keene. There were a couple folks from Manchester, one person from Nashua, and that was it for this End the Fed rally. And, no, there's no Federal Reserve Bank in New Hampshire that I know of. There's one in Boston, apparently.
Yes.
And these End the Fed rallies have happened down there in the past. I've never wanted to go to one because I just don't want to leave New Hampshire if I can avoid it. And, you know, it's not really a big issue for me, necessarily. But in this case, since I'd never been, since they were having one in New Hampshire, and the occasion for it was that the guy from Boston, the head of the bank down there,
Eric Rosengren,
he was coming up here to speak to the New Hampshire bankers, basically.
It was the BIA, which is the Business and Industry Association of New Hampshire,
yeah,
was having some joint luncheon. Apparently it was like $30 or $40 a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some discussion with the president of the Boston Fed, Eric Rosengren, and Jim Roche from the BIA.
Got it. And so from what I was told by one of the people that were attending, there was supposed to be some, I guess, crippled veteran who had purchased, actually bought a ticket to the luncheon. None of us had purchased tickets to this event, but the guy had bought a ticket and was supposed to show up and, you know, I guess question them or something like that as, you know, from being in the actual audience of paying attendees. We didn't see him come in, so I don't know, maybe he was there and we didn't notice. Or, yeah, maybe just couldn't make it. But when we arrived, Dave Ridley was there from yes. RidleyReport.com. We, of course, had a chat with Dave. Ended up splitting up to cover different entrances. There were two different entrances. You guys were standing over by marked parking spaces for these individuals. So
yes.
It seemed obvious where they were going to go, you know, presumably park right in the space, which was right in front of the front door. And basically, they'd have to cross a little tiny little street in order to get over to the front door. They wouldn't have to be outside very long, being subject to questions by people like us. And
the riffraff.
Right. But I figured, you know, we've got enough people here to where we can cover more than one entrance, so I'm going to go on the other side of the building where the other entrance is, because when you drive in, you see two guys standing there with video cameras right over by your parking space. Maybe, I thought, they were just going to kind of pull past that and pull into the back parking lot, let the guy out in the back, and then he'd come in the other door. Turns out they didn't end up doing that. They did park where they were expected to park. You guys did get footage of this, from
yes.
what I understand.
And that video just finished uploading, and I'm posting it to Freekeen as we speak.
Excellent. So I haven't seen this yet. I wasn't there for that particular encounter. You did get to get through a couple questions at this guy?
Yes. Dave Ridley asked him a question about the Federal Reserve funding war basically all war overseas, and specifically in Iraq. And Dave had a picture of a 14-year-old girl who was tortured and killed in Iraq. And Eric Rosengren said, I'm not talking about Iraq. I'm the president of the Boston Federal Reserve. And he said, well, doesn't the Federal Reserve make war possible? Mm. And he didn't answer.
Nice question. Then
I asked, what's your opinion of the legal tender law and the fact that it forces people to use a currency that they would otherwise not want to use? No answer. Hmm. I then asked, do you own gold and silver? He walked in the door, shut the door. There was some guy waiting on him on the other door. And you can hear in the video, they say something protesters and then start laughing. Just like that. That's exactly how they laughed, Ian. And then Jim Roche from the BIA came in several minutes later. You were over at that entrance at that time.
That's right. So I had given you some of my footage. I haven't seen what you decided to cut up, but I actually followed this guy into the building when he showed up. And because it was a public building with a room inside it, kind of an auditorium where they were having this. So you could go in to the building. You could cross through the building if you wanted to the other entrance. And so I knew I could go in after him. And so I kept following him. And I got my question out, which was about Bitcoin.
Yes.
He didn't really want to talk to us at all, that guy.
Yeah.
Like anybody wanted to talk to you there.
No.
He kept questioning. Before anybody got a question to him, he kept questioning, what are you protesting?
Yeah. Well, that was smart. That was
what
a smart move on his part, I think, too.
Well, we're media. Well, what are you protesting?
Yeah. I think that was smart on his part because it avoided being asked questions. Because as long as he was talking, Dave and yourself and myself were not asking him a question. So he really broke up whatever level of questioning could have happened there.
But we did get our questions into him.
That's true,
and of course he avoided every question that was asked.
And then after he went inside, it wasn't long until you guys went around to the other side of the building. I stayed on this side. We were going to maybe hang out until they came out of the building. There wasn't anything else to do. So I went inside to buy something for breakfast from this little snack bar they had in there. I come back outside, and this dude from the college comes out, claims to be like the associate dean or something like that. I forget what his exact claim was.
Director.
Yeah, associate director.
Did he give you his card?
No, not associate. He was the director.
Okay.
Did he give you his card?
I didn't think to ask for that.
No.
That means he's a vagrant. Sorry.
Anyway, he told me that if I didn't leave the campus, I was going to be arrested for trespassing. And so I decided to start to slowly exit the campus while asking him some questions about that.
And he told me and Ridley the same thing. And we are leaving campus, and we were on the back side of the building, which is a very large area. You know, so it's not something to where we're 15, 20 feet from the street.
Right.
We were maybe 200 yards from the street or more. And we're backing away. And then he shouts to us, you have to leave. We are trying to.
Right.
And Dave said, are we allowed to go to our cars? No, you have to get off of our property.
Oh, wow. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't go to your car. You have to get off of the property, despite the fact that the car was on the property.
Yeah. So, and there's another guy, too. Don't forget the Go to Korea guy.
Go to Korea. Yes.
Did he make it in the video?
He's in the video.
Excellent.
Yes.
So I was on the other side of this building, and since I didn't have a parking space to monitor where the guy was going to pull in, there was all these people walking up going into this conference. I didn't know which one of them was this dude from the bank, you know, because, again, I thought they could have just pulled him around the back and let him out. So I just started asking everyone walking by on camera if they worked for the Federal Reserve. And most of the responses were not worth mentioning. But there was one guy who decided to stop and, you know, kind of have it out. I think he figured we were like college commies or something like that. And he was like, you hate capitalism. And we had a little conversation. It's in the video, and we'll share that with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So despite being a relatively small end the Fed rally, I think we still had a good time.
Yes.
And got some hopefully good footage, which I haven't had a chance to review. But we'll share with you in moments. 855-450-FREE.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them. You get to actually control the content of the website. You can visit our mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com to quickly access our live streams as well as the podcast, all for free. So go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Don't forget about the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with people who think like you do, people who are willing to get active for freedom. And the fact is, even though we've got over 1,000 people here, we need more of them.
Yes.
I mean, we were only able to get 5 out of that 1,000 out this morning at 11 a.m. at this college. Now, I understand, you know, people working, people may not have heard of the event. Certainly, all 1,000 Free State Project participants do not know one another. They do not monitor the same news feed, and, you know, they don't know what all the things are that are going on at once. And, in fact, I know that one of the ladies that was there this morning was a New Hampshire native who came out. So, you know, it's not just Free State Project participants that are active here. There are probably many thousand more liberty-minded folks who were born and raised here. And, you know, some of them are less active or more active than others. But we're not going to set New Hampshire or give more, you know, bring more freedom to New Hampshire all on our own. We're going to have folks that are from New Hampshire helping us out.
Yes.
And when they step up, they tend to even do in a more more effective job, I think, at doing outreach and activism because they know their community. They've been here for their whole lives.
They got the right accent.
Sometimes. So, anyway, freestateproject.org. Go there. Learn more. As I said, we've got over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project, people like you guys and myself who made the move from various places. And we're going to have 20,000. That is the goal. We're coming up on 14,000 signers, so we are well over, or we're now over two-thirds of the way to that goal. If you want to make a difference, you got to get together with people who think like you do, who people who understand what liberty means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. So go to freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and the fun. William is in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, William.
Hey, hope all's well.
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm behind on the podcast, and I listened to one you were talking about the county of Jefferson County, I think, in Alabama going, or Georgia going bankrupt or something.
Yeah, this Jefferson County, Alabama. That's actually where I'm from originally.
Yeah. It's just by chance you happen to be on the show again. And anyway, it's just driving me nuts because. Talking about all these different cities going bankrupt and stuff, and I think you're talking about Detroit and the state of Michigan or different state governments stepping in and saying, oh, well, you guys, you know, we're going to have to take over and, you know, show you how it's done, I guess. You know, fix your finances because you guys are going bankrupt. And to me, it would be like, you know, if Amy Winehouse was still alive, it'd be kind of like Lindsay Lohan being assigned to help keep Amy Winehouse, you know. To keep Amy Winehouse in check, you know.
Yep. Putting a drunk in charge of your liquor store.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Good,
I mean, maybe there's a better example of celebrities or something, but I don't keep.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Charlie and Sheen in charge of keeping Lindsay straight or something.
Yeah.
But
I'm voting for them for president next time around.
Well, it'd be better than what we have right now.
That's what I'm thinking. How could it be worse?
Is that the Coke and Hookers party?
That's a terrible thing to say about Charlie.
Yeah, it'd be more interesting. But I was kind of thinking of it. It's kind of like, I don't know why people think that, you know, that why they think that the state could come in and fix something. I mean, and it makes me mad because, you know, you have a group of people or a class of people who's make their living off of mooching, you know, leeching off of other people. It, basically, they're getting free money, getting paid to steal, and they still can't manage it or survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's never enough. Well, you can never have enough stolen property.
Well, that's true.
It's just not possible. There's too many Taj Mahals to build and too many minions to pay.
Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of like a bad parenting relationship, a parent relationship, like when you're growing up and you're supporting yourself and your parents have lost their jobs and they're addicted to gambling or spending more money than they have, and they're constantly trying to control your life, keep tabs on you while you're supporting them, and constantly demanding more and more and more, you know.
Well, you know, we see the state as ridiculous and outrageous in the way that it behaves and inefficient and foolish. But other people, even though they may see examples of that, probably aren't connected with it as often as we are because we're tuned into that sort of thing. So they probably aren't really seeing that as consistently. They're busy with their own lives. Every now and then there's some story that's just so big they can't ignore it. And they can look at that and say, oh, those darn politicians. We got to elect better politicians next time. And they promptly forget about it and, you know, move on. Next election, some other politician comes up, promises them something different, some sort of change. And, you know, they get behind that guy because now, now it's a Republican or a Democrat who's talking different from those other guys, and so we've got a chance this time. We're going to toss the bums out. And, of course, they never really do toss the bums out, and even if they do, they're just new bums that have taken their place.
Yeah, they don't toss them out. The lowest reelection rate in the last 100 years was in 2010, and it was 85% of Congress that got reelected.
Yeah.
That's the lowest. Yeah.
So I think it's just because people don't know what could be different. They don't see that there's another option, and they're probably right. There's no visible option on the horizon that is in any way a significant change to the status quo. So who can blame them for tuning out?
Yeah, and on that note, I mean, if either the past, all the voters for the past 100 years, the majority of the voters for the past 100 years have been complete morons, or we have a broken system.
We have a broken system.
I think that that's what it the system thrives on, though. The system thrives on ignorance and the idea that you have a voice. So if you give 300 million people a voice that are completely uninformed on the subjects, and how could they be informed when the government makes everything secret? They tell you that you've got the choice, but they don't tell you what you're choosing. So it's just not possible. They get out there, they play some games, they tell you, oh, well, you know, we love babies more. No, we love poor people more. And, you know, those are your choices.
I love poor babies more than you do, Mark.
That's right.
William, any other thoughts?
Oh, I just agree with Mark. You can, if you don't even know who you're voting for, you just, like, drop a piece of paper into a slot, and the right outcome will happen.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And half the time you don't even know who you're voting for, even if you know the person's name and the things that they've said before they got elected. You still don't know what that person's going to do after they get elected.
The average person who's listening to me right now doesn't know how many congressional districts there are in their state.
I don't know.
For federal or state?
Oh, I guess federal's two, right?
Federal's two, and then how many state representatives are there in New Hampshire?
Oh, a number of 400.
There you go.
Okay, I got that.
The average person listening doesn't know the answer to that. And how can you possibly make informed decisions when you don't know the answer to basic questions?
The average person doesn't know their congressman.
Fine. I mean, you know, if there was like five questions you could ask the average person in order to keep them from voting, I think that you probably at least have a better educated system.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Your comments there or whatever's on your mind. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. They are totally free. And you can, if you want, throw some bitcoins in the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get the tip jar address. And you can also learn more about bitcoins there. People are still wanting to know, what is this thing, this phenomenon? You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to find out more over at great sites like We Use Coins, and then bitinstant.com to help you hook up with some bitcoins for the first time. So again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com, good place to start.
Ladies, you can be entered to win a little gift basket from Savory Scents. Savory Scents is a company that makes handmade, a gal, really, that makes handmade candles. She'll make candles specifically, if you're the winner, specifically for you, or if you go to her store there through shrine.freetalklive.com. We've got a banner, so you can get to Savory Scents store right there at shrine.freetalklive.com. But all you have to do is send in your picture, the picture showing that you listen to Free Talk Live in some way, shape, or form. You can get Free Talk Live's name in your picture, and we'll put you on the up on the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's shrine.freetalklive.com, and the drawing for the candles is going to end on the 31st, so you've only got a couple more days to enter. It's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Got a disturbing story here out of New York, Albany, where Fox News is reporting that there's now a $500 snitch reward in New York State. Nearly a year before signing the nation's most stringent gun control measure into law, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a hotline that allows state residents to report illegal gun owners in exchange for a $500 reward. The measure is part of a four-pronged approach established by the governor's office to reduce gun violence.
It's like a fork!
In urban communities, according to CBS6Albany.com, New Yorkers...
They've got a four-pronged approach, and everybody gets forked.
Yes.
New Yorkers call the gun tip line if they believe someone they know has an illegal gun. And I remember we saw a billboard about this, Mark, you and I, when we were driving either to or from New York City.
Okay.
And it feels like it was longer than a year ago, but this thing's saying this was relatively recent.
Newark, down in New Jersey, had something going on a couple of years ago where I think they were offering $1,000.
Wow.
And 4409, the guy out in Phoenix, actually called the Newark Police Department to let them know that he saw some road pirates walking around with guns.
And they were wearing badges and uniforms, right?
Yeah, I forget exactly what it was, the entire call, but it was basically like, I saw these road pirates, and they got in their road ships, and they're trying to like steal money from people, and...
I love that guy. Yeah. He does some good activism, and he's always got a video camera on hand to show it off. You can look for the 4409 channel on YouTube to see more of that. Now, if you are a snitch, a dirty, rotten snitch, you can call the gun tip line if you believe someone you know has an illegal gun. Hotline calls are answered by state police, and tips are referred to local law enforcement, according to CBS 6. Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin told the station the initiative seeks to turn neighbor against neighbor and use their own tax dollars to pay for the $500 reward. Three police
agencies. Where else would it come from?
Yep. Three police agencies contacted by the station say they have not yet received tips from state police. Two of the agencies said they were unaware the program existed before this week, and the folks who introduced this said after announcing a budget deal, they will continue to discuss changes in January's gun control law before a provision kicks in banning the sale of 10-bullet magazines. And so they go on to talk more about the magazine issue.
Do they define illegal gun?
No. And I guess, if... Because, right, I mean, the cops and the government guys are going to have enough difficulty understanding their own laws. The average person certainly doesn't know what an illegal gun is versus what isn't. And so they're just going to report you if you've got a gun, period.
Right.
That's going to result in the cop showing
it's
up.
It's like a new job. I mean, what is it, 500 bucks, you said?
500 bucks.
All you have to do is go around and report that there are guns in people's houses.
You're bound to find some, right? Like So what if you get 10 wrong? If you get a few hits?
I was thinking, I think it's one out of every three Americans has a gun, I think is the number that I heard at some point or another. Now, there are more guns in America than there are people, but as I understand, those are generally concentrated in the hands of people that have more guns, more than one gun.
Yeah.
So they're not evenly distributed. I'm sorry, there's no equity in the distribution of firearms in America. But, so, I mean, what are you talking about here? Every three or four houses, you're bound to get a hit.
So if somebody calls in and reports four of their neighbors, and only one of the neighbors actually has an illegal gun,
mm-hmm,
will the person then wind up facing false reports charges?
Good question. I don't know. Anything I say would be total speculation, but these are people that the state is, I guess, trying to appreciate, right? I don't think they would file a false report. They could have filed with their best intentions. I believe that my neighbor has an illegal gun. That's not a false report. That's just a report.
Just a report.
And that's really one of the most disturbing parts about this, is that it's not, by the way, just happening in New York. There are other laws in other places that don't necessarily have to do with guns. In some places you can report a neighbor for violating a zoning ordinance and be given a reward for that.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that are going to be cited for whatever the violation is are going to pay a fine. They're going to pay a $500 fine. The state can cut 10% of that off, $50 off to the original complaining party. So what it does, especially in a down economy, is it more than encourages people to snitch on their neighbors. I mean, times are tough, right? So if you can get an extra $500 toward your budget for the month by snitching out that guy down the hallway who's always playing his music too loud or whatever, you maybe don't like the way he looks. You can snitch out anybody that you want to. There's virtually no consequence for you for doing it. And for them, they bring they get the law brought into their life. And I imagine, I'm just going to speculate here, I imagine the cops are not hopefully going to have probable cause to search based on someone's tip to the snitch line, but they'll probably do a knock and talk where they come to your door and ask questions.
They won't have probable cause to do the search, but they have probable cause to file a complaint with a judge to then get a warrant to do a search.
You think that the snitch line will be enough to get a warrant?
Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody called the zoning guys on you and they went to the judge, got a warrant, and came in at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Good point. And that's in the so-called live free or die state.
Yeah.
So, not good news if you're in New York, and it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better for the folks who are gun owners in New York State. In fact, I saw a neat little comparison chart between New York and New Hampshire as far as gun rights are concerned. It's like night and day. The differences. Yes.
Yeah, it's like 80 miles, too.
So there's somebody on the line who knows a thing or two about guns. Michael's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Is this Michael from the Freedom Fiends?
Yeah, it is. Hi, Ian. I left New York State for gun freedom and moved to Wyoming.
Excellent.
And actually, the first person they busted under the New York gun laws with this snitch thing was two towns over from the town I grew up in. The bus was in Silver Creek, New York. Which on their website, or Cherry Creek, New York, and on their website they say, come to the peaceful town of Cherry Creek. And I'm like, that doesn't sound very peaceful to me. You know, kicking indoors and arresting people for pieces of plastic. It was for a mag.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's the thing, I did the math on this, okay? In the Bible, Judas was paid 30 pieces of silver to sell out Jesus. That was Troian shekels, which were a half troy ounce each.
Okay,
current price
that's
of silver,
interesting.
That's $435. After $500 of New York snitch money, after the New York state income tax is right around $435. So
30
I wonder
pieces
if that's
of
potential.
Silver.
I mean, they're literally paying the amount of 30 pieces of silver to narc out your neighbor. And
I don't think it's intentional because it'll be different, you know, when the price of silver changes. They're not going to change the $500 reward.
Well,
it's
at
just
one time,
motivating.
At one time here in New Hampshire, wasn't a possession of marijuana fine $420?
It sure was.
You think that was intentional?
I think so.
Funny. I'm looking forward to Nuremberg trials for people that turn in people like this someday.
Well, I'm not interested in, revenge down the line. I'd rather just forgive and move on. But I don't know if you were calling about something else. If you were, stand by. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away to you. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've got an update for you about Bernard von Notthaus. Who is Bernard von Notthaus, Daryl?
Bernard von Notthaus is the guy that was the founder of Norfed, which put out the Liberty Dollar silver coins and the warehouse receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And the last I heard, Bernard is facing some outrageous amount of time in jail. And I actually thought he was already in jail, but apparently not.
No.
No, actually, he's been sitting out waiting sentencing, found guilty by a jury of so-called counterfeiting, and he's been waiting sentencing for 2 years. So the judge has a guilty verdict and has not returned with any kind of sentencing date.
That's right. And it's got to be kind of difficult with the sword of Damocles hanging over your head, but it does beat prison.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And he is looking at the rest of his life in prison.
Right, he's an older gentleman. I mean, not...
Yeah, he's probably close to 70. I mean, definitely in his 60s.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
I'd say at least halfway through his 60s.
When we saw him, he seemed like he was in his 60s.
And that was 5 years ago since we've seen him.
Oh, was it... Yeah, 5 years ago. Yeah.
Yep.
The first time we saw him was closer to 10.
I don't know when that would have been.
When we saw the...
we've only been in New Hampshire for about... Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, American Freedom to Fascism, when they screened that down in Tampa.
That's right.
Good point. So, there's an update on his case, and he has continued sending emails to his Liberty Dollar email list. Before there were bitcoins, there was the Liberty Dollar.
Yep.
Which was,
and that was the most successful alternative currency. It was really the
peak
of silver being used as a currency here in the United States was the Liberty Dollar. I think that there were some better ways to have done it than what Liberty Dollar did, but I think that they did most things right. And it would have been relatively easy for somebody to pick up the ball, and it's never really been picked up. Not the way that Liberty Dollar did.
There have been a few that have tried.
Yeah.
But the AOCS, which is the AOCS American is Open Currency Standard.
And they make beautiful, beautiful pieces.
And they're still out there.
Yep. They're still out there. And Rob Gray, who's the executive director, actually wrote a brilliant article on the AOCS blog basically explaining all of the things that they learned from Bernard von Notthaus.
Right.
And how they avoided the mistakes that he made.
Yeah. But they, I mean, I don't think anyone can claim that AOCS is as successful as the Liberty Dollar was. The Liberty Dollar had people excited. They were getting companies, businesses accepting silver for currency. And the AOCS just, I don't know. I mean, they're making a lot of great silver pieces, but they're not getting people to accept them as currency from what I've been able to see.
Well, I mean, I don't know much about the AOCS. I just thought it was a open currency standard, meaning that they've come up with the certain standards that if you want to make your own currency, you could certify by.
Right. You get certified through the AOCS, and they actually have a thing worked out with a couple different mints
mm-hmm.
to where they will mint the AOCS-approved currencies.
Gotcha.
Right. They're a mint.
They're essentially a mint. And I am actually one of the merchants that will accept AOCS currencies. So I know that there are some.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying is AOCS itself isn't a currency marketing company.
But that's why Liberty Dollar was successful.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. That's why.
Right.
I'm not a fan of AOCS as you know, an alternative to the Liberty Dollar, because it's not. It's just a standard, and then there are different currencies that are using the AOCS standard, none of which I'm aware of. You know, I can't point to any one of those and say, oh, yeah, here's one of them. I don't even know what they are.
I think that the Lakota Bank is using
Lakota AOCS.
And I think that they have the most beautiful silver piece in production today.
And we've actually talked about them before. So, yeah, okay.
Actually, the Freedom Girl, which is an AOCS round, is the absolute most beautiful silver round that I have seen in a long time.
I'm going to take a look at that.
So,
but
nobody's had a marketing program.
You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I believe we're selling the Lakota Nation silver rounds there.
I believe you're right about that. Gold and silver is available at gold.freetalklive.com. But they're not marketing themselves as an alternative currency in any meaningful way. They're just, you know, the Lakota Nation.
It's darn pretty, Daryl.
They're just selling silver rounds, okay? There's no marketing program behind that. When you would join the Liberty Dollar, for instance, as I had done as a Liberty associate, they would give you marketing materials with it. You know, you got a book you could read about the currency and, you know, a lot of informational flyers, for instance. The coin itself or the piece actually had contact information on it, like a website or a phone number. So it was designed around being an education piece for people. That's what Bernard von Notthaus would say, is that this is to spread the ideas about silver. It's not necessarily going to replace anything over the long run, because it did have faults in the way that it was created. But one of the things it was great at doing was being able to introduce real silver, and that idea of replacing the Federal Reserve note with something that's real to the average person, to, you know, the average cashier, to somebody standing behind you in line, or your friends at a party, or something like that.
It was an educational tool for certain in that way, that you could explain things to people. You could explain stuff to people about how dollars are backed by nothing.
Well, and the reason why is because people are naturally curious about it. I mean, you would do what Bernard described as the drop. You drop it into somebody's hands so they can really feel the weight of it. And, you know, people take notice. It's shiny, unlike all the crappy coins that the government puts out. This thing is attractive. It's polished silver. I mean, people are going to stop, and they're going to look, and they're going to wonder what it is that that they're holding. So that's one of the reasons why they went after him, because he was so successful. It was the number one alternative currency in the United States, and it was number one for a reason, with something like $10 or $20 million worth in circulation or something, you know, some huge amount like that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them were not circulating. They were probably sitting in someone's drawer or, you know, in a safe somewhere.
Essentially being saved, yeah.
But, you know, that's Gresham's law for you. Good money drives out, bad money drives out good.
Yes.
Is that what it is? So,
well, that's not exactly Gresham's law. Both monies have to be accepted by the government, and they have to be in circulation for Gresham's law to be in effect.
Okay. Well,
but there is certainly an effect out there, and that effect is that, you know, I mean, good money will, bad money will drive out good if it costs money to transfer between the two currencies,
yeah.
And it always costs money to transfer between two currencies. So if, for instance, it costs
$10 for every $100 you go into Liberty Dollars, or maybe it's $5 for every $100 you go into Liberty Dollars. You don't want to spend that $5 to keep turning your Federal Reserve notes into Liberty Dollars if you're going to keep spending the Liberty Dollars. Just spend the Federal Reserve notes, and then you don't have to pay the $5 premium.
So here's the latest news from the Liberty Dollar newsletter. This is from the attorney for Bernard von Nothaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, in his motion for acquittal or retrial. Quote, Mr. von Nothaus stands convicted of various statutorily defined forms of counterfeiting. The irony of this is that if anything is clear from the evidence presented at the trial, it is the last thing that Mr. von Nothaus wanted was for Liberty Dollars to be confused with coins issued by the United States government. That would, as witness Vernon Robinson testified, have defeated the whole purpose, to demonstrate to citizens and communities that there is a way to engage in commerce and not use the Federal Reserve System. Whether writing scholarly papers on value-based currency, attracting media attention, or selling T-shirts saying, "The Fed can bite me," Mr. von Nothaus has always operated out in the open. His intention to protest the Federal Reserve System has always been plain. In fact, he even named his organization NORFED for the National Organization for the Reform of the Federal Reserve, I believe it was. Or the repeal, the removal, or the repeal, I think it was. It says here that the jury's verdict conflates a program created to function as an alternative to the Federal Reserve System with one designed to deceive people into believing it was the very thing that Mr. von Nothaus was protesting in the first place, which is why it was so outrageous that this jury convicted him. I mean, everything this guy did, he did for the purpose of destroying the Federal Reserve. He came right out and said it in all marketing materials in, like, every interview.
Well,
I mean,
there was one video, one piece of video, one time where he takes a I think it was $10 at the time is what the large one-ounce silver piece was. He buys something at a hot dog stand or something at a what looked like a fair, and said to the lady that this is the new $10 coin or something like $10
piece. He wouldn't have said coin.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have said it's a new $10 piece. And those are all accurate statements, but it kind of, it's not clear, right? Like, he didn't spend time educating this woman on
how do you know? It was a news piece. They could have cut all that out.
They could have cut it all out, but that's what it looked like.
Okay.
And I think that's what he was convicted on.
Well, that's ridiculous, because it was a lengthy trial where people testified and they showed plenty of evidence that this guy was not counterfeiting anything. He was trying to show people a better way. Anyway, more coming up. Hour 2's next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.